back in the saddle again after a few weeks' vacation is the boss man himself, Mr. American Cowboy, Gene Autry. I love those dear hearts and gentle people who live in my hometown, because those dear hearts and gentle people will never ever let you down. They read the good book from Friday till Monday. That's how the weekend goes. I've got a dream house I'll build there one day, with picket fence and rambling rows. I feel so welcome each time that I return, that my happy heart keeps laughing like a clown. I love those dear hearts and gentle people who live and love in my hometown.
I feel so welcome each time that I return, that my happy heart keeps laughing like a clown.
I love those dear hearts and gentle people who live and love in my hometown. Who live and love in my hometown. Well, thank you, folks.
Maria Elena, you're the answer to a prayer. Maria Elena, can you see how much I care? To me, your voice is like an echo from the sky. And when you're near my heart, can't speak above a sigh. Maria Elena, say that we will never part. Maria Elena, take me to your heart. A love like mine is great enough for two. To share this love is really all I ask of you.
Maria Elena, you're the answer to my prayer. Maria Elena, can't you see how much I care? To me, your voice is like an echo from the sky. And when you're near my heart, can't speak above the sky.
Maria Elena, say that we will never part. Maria Elena, take me to your heart. A love like mine is great enough for two. To share this love is really all I ask of you.
Well, thank you, gang. Thank you. Well, the old ranch house looks just about the same as it did when we gathered here the last time. The same old corral, the same old bunkhouse.
Hi, Mr. Artery.
And the same old Pat Buck. You know, Patrick, you haven't changed a bit.
No, no.
You look lazier than a sick hog with a spring fever.
Well, that's what I've got. With all this loafing around during my vacation, I got spring fever. My corpuscles have turned dishpan gray, and it's taken them 2 days to make the round trip. But the weather is getting great, ain't it? Oh, my. The hollies are a-hawking and the twerps are a-twerping.
Now, don't get carried away.
Oh, it's a great season, Mr. Artery. The trees and their leaves, the flowers and their blossoms, the cats and their honey.
Now, just a minute, Pat. Cats don't have any honey.
No? Well, then why does ours go out every night?
You know, I can't figure out why you lack spring.
Oh, I just did.
You know the old saying about a young man's fancy?
Yeah, that's me. You know, Mr. Artery, I got a feeling that I'm going to get married this spring.
Is that so?
Yeah, at a wedding last week, I caught the bride's bouquet.
Pat, now that only applies to girls.
Well, what do you think I'm going to marry, a duck? You know, one thing I'll say, if I do get married, I'll make dozens of girls feel miserable.
Oh. Yeah. How many do you intend to marry?
Now, listen, back in Winston County, old Pat Buttram is considered quite a catch. Don't you think I'm sort of handsome?
I don't know.
Don't you think I'm charming?
Well, I don't know.
Intelligent?
I don't know.
Stupid?
Congratulations.
You've just reached the fourth plateau.
Well, at any rate, my girlfriend, Sue Nell Coonrod, she still likes me, even if she ain't so good-looking.
Well, if she's not good-looking, she must have some assets. Can she cook?
Cook? Boy, you ought to taste her two-way meatballs.
Oh, two-way meatballs?
Yeah, they melt in your mouth and harden in your stomach.
Well, frankly, Pat, I don't think you'll ever get married. You're just like a footloose Romeo.
Oh, that's me, yeah. You might be right. Oh, in the meantime, I'll go along with the slogan of that famous politician that said, a chicken in every pot and Gina Lollobrigida in every garage.
Pat, the slogan is, a chicken in every pot and a car in every garage.
Look, let the politician put what he wants in his pot, and I'll put what I want in my garage.
Well, so long, Patrick. Oh, that Pat Butcherman is spring fever. If he doesn't look out, he'll just lazy himself to death. You know, it can get mighty lonesome for a cowboy when he's out riding herd, especially at night. So here are the Cass County boys to tell us just how lonesome it can be when you're out herding cows.
When the ordinary feller gets off on Saturday night, and he gets a chance to see his pals, which ain't no more than right. But when the saddle is your life, there's no time to corral, and you don't know what lonesome is till you get to herding cows. Do me all my dough, do me all my day, all alone, all alone. Now the keeper of the lighthouse and the sailor man at sea, and the lookout on the mountaintop ain't got a thing on me. Cause I got all the lonesomeness the common law allows, and you don't know what lonesome is till you get to herding cows. Do me amado, do me amade, by myself, by myself. Of the many things in life he's never had, no pal, no gal for company, just the cattle as they browse. Man, you don't know what lonesome is till you get to herding cows. Do me amado, do me amade, all alone by myself, doggone cows. Cowboy blues.
Thank you, Cass County boys. That was mighty nice singing.
You're free to go, darling, I'll break the tie that binds. Somehow the dreams we planned have gone astray. You're free to go, darling, so ease your worried mind. I'll never stand in your way. There's no ring of shining gold so hard that it can hold a heart when it longs to be free. The lips are cold, darling, that once said yes to me. The tender glow is gone, I know, you're free to go. No ring of shining gold so strong that it can hold a heart when it longs to be free. The lips are cold, darling, that once said yes to me. The tender glow is gone, I know, you're free to go.
I put him, Gene.
Thank you, folks. Thank you.
Hey, Johnny Bond, yeah? Why do you keep looking through them loan ads for you? Looking for the Lonely Hearts column or
something? No, real estate ads, Pat.
Oh.
Someday I'm going to have me a little cuckleburr spread of my own after my riding days are over.
You'll never find me planting beans and taters.
Well, the time comes for all of us, Pat. You remember old Billy Drew?
Billy Drew, Billy Drew. Now, who's he? Somebody out of my horrendous past?
Well, you might say that. Let's see if I can refresh your memory.
Oh, you just do that, Mr. Artery, and good luck to you.
When I first began to stock Melody Ranch, I bought a herd of cattle from the Running Wise Pass, a couple of hundred miles north of the Horizon Mountains. There was no railroad line from there into Hidden Valley, so that meant a long drive. It was hot, and I was short of help, and we had our hands full. Johnny!
Yeah.
Move those drivers there.
Right away, Gene. Keep moving now, boys.
Hey, Andy, looks like we got company. Look.
Well, look what blew in with the tumbleweed. Straggly old goat, ain't it?
Oh, if that horse he's riding fagged any lower, he'd plow a furrow. Howdy, mister.
Howdy, Gene, howdy. Where's the boss of this outfit?
That's him right there, Gene Autry, but he's busy.
Yeah, oh, well, thank you. Mr. Autry, my name is Billy Drew.
Well, glad to know you, Billy. Hey, Johnny.
Yeah.
Get off that red stair.
I was a couple miles over east. I saw your dust. Fair the middle of the herd you got here.
Thanks. Johnny, hurry up, will you?
I seen you needed help right away. Now, sir, if I was you, I'd turn him down that draw, then I'd spit him out.
You're trying to tell Autry how to run this drive, old-timer?
Just offering my services, that's all. Yes, sir. It ain't every day you get a top cowpuncher like me.
All right,
Beller, if you want to. But you're talking to a puncher that alkali on every trail twixt here and Abilene.
Well, Billy, even if you could keep up with the boys, I don't have an extra horse for you.
Well, what do you think I'm riding, a muley cow? Well, Dynamite here knows all the tricks.
Dynamite? Is that what you call that old crowbait?
That's what... listen here, Fritterfish. Me and Dynamite knows our jobs, and we'll cut out any steer in that herd. Here, point him out, and I'll show you.
Oh, we've no time for that now, Billy. Look, if you really want a job, give Hank a hand over at the chuck wagon. He can use the wrangler.
A wrangler? Hey, you mean the pot wrestler. Oh, Mr. Autry, I'm good for more than that.
Well, maybe so. But that's the best we can do for you right now.
Well, all right. But if you get into any trouble out here, just call us, me and Dynamite.
Well, I knew what Billy was in for. And I guess he did, too. You know, cowhands love their fun and are always looking for a goat. And Billy was their man. That night around the campfire, the boys were still at it.
Hey, old-timer.
Eh?
Go over to the supply wagon and tell Pete to send me a left-handed rope.
All right. Oh, now, listen, you grinning chessy cat. I was pulling jokes like that before you was knee-high to a sandhill crane.
Here, old-timer. I got a cup of java for you. Guess I got my tongue over my eye teeth. I couldn't see where I was going.
Now, listen, you boys take it easy.
Oh, it's all right. Never mind, Gene. It'll wipe off. Me and Dynamite's been through worse than this in our time. Hey, did I tell you how he got his name, Dynamite?
No. Tell us about it.
Yeah, well, don't mind if you do. Just as soon as I get me some more coffee.
Hey, Pat, yeah? Pass the word along. When he starts talking, we'll all mosey off one at a time.
Well, you think we ought to, Andy?
Sure, that'll stop his bragging. Watch it now.
Well, sir, I was top hand for Dan Wilson up near Laramie at the time, and there was a big cantankerous bull giving the herd trouble, and the boss told me to dab a loop on him and snub him down. Yes, sir. I curled my rope, and me and Dynamite took off. Oh, he's the best cow pony you ever saw. Well, sir, we started old... where'd everybody go?
I'm still here, Billy. I'm sorry, but the boys have to have their little fun, you know.
You know, well, I don't mind. The feller has to prove himself, I guess.
Billy, isn't it time you forgot about the trail? Left this hard riding to younger fellas?
Yeah, now you're talking just like my wife.
First time anybody ever told me that.
Yeah, she got me to settle down on a claim, grow vegetables, dig taters, and I even hit dynamite to a plow. But it ain't right, Gene. Not for us. No, I hated it. So I had to take off for just one more drive.
Yeah, I think I know how you feel. But now let's get some sleep.
Yeah, sure. But I'd keep an extra guard tonight if I was you. There's a storm coming up. I can feel them things.
That's good advice, then. Well, good night. Well, if I needed any proof that Billy knew what he was talking about, it came about 2 o'clock in the morning. First a wind, and a crack of lightning that sent the herd into a near stampede.
We'll never hold them, Dean. You're milling too fast.
We've got you, Andy. Hey, they're breaking out. sailing, boys. The herd will settle down now.
Oh, sure lucky that storm let up, Miss Hardy. That and Billy turning the herd like he did.
Say, where is Billy?
I don't know.
Hey, how about that old fella? He didn't show up.
Andy, you and the boys stay with the herd. Come on, Pat. We've got to find him.
Right. He was riding along that draw last I saw him.
Now, let's get over there.
Yeah.
Hey, Billy. Billy.
Billy.
Can you hear me?
Hey, there's his horse. Billy ought to be close by.
Yeah. Billy.
Holy smokes, Mr. Artery. He's at the bottom of the draw. Uh-huh. Let's go.
Billy, you hurt?
No, just kind of clobbered. You can't kill an old coot like me anyway. Hey, where's Dynamite?
Well, your horse is all right, too.
That's all I wanted to know. Oh, it wasn't his fault that I went over, Gene. Dynamite never made a mistake in his life.
I know that. See if you can stand up.
Yeah.
Easy now.
Yeah, all right, I'll make it. Crazy idea, me trying to act like a spring chicken, which I ain't.
You saved the day, Billy. You'll have a job with me as long as you want it.
Well, thank you, Gene, but you know, I guess I've proved all I had to. So I'll just mosey along come morning.
Going back home?
Yeah, back to my wife and McLean. There's taters and beans to be planted, and there's just us to do it. Me and Dynamite.
Yeah, you're right, Billy. There's no place like home. So the old-time cowpuncher returned to his home, for the business of living is the most successful when it takes place at your own home. There's kind of a magic in the word home. It might be a cabin or a castle, but the cowboy wants his home on the range. Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam, where the deer and the antelope play. Where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. Home, home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play. Where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. How often at night, when the heavens are bright with a light from the glittering stars, have I stood there amazed and asked as I gazed if the glory exceeds that of ours? Home, home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play. Seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day.
You know, Gene, maybe it's a little thing, but it certainly makes you feel good to have your friends come to your home and have such a good time.
Well, Charlie, that shows you how big those little things can be. Well, folks, that's about it for this week. And now this is Gene Autry asking you to keep thinking of us until we're back in the saddle again. Out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly Jimson weed, I'm back in the saddle again.
America's favorite cowboy, Gene Autry, will be back this way next week.
And he'll bring along Pat Buttram, the Cass County Boys, the Gene Autry Blue Jeans, Carl Kottner's Mulody Ranch Hardway 6, and yours truly, Charlie Lyon. For an exciting and entertaining half hour, be sure you're listening next time I say, it's time for Melody Ranch and Gene Autry.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.